We're back with you at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show, in our final segment tonight. Gosh, the fastest 2 hours in radio has gone so fast. Our very own Andy Pondillo from YSR is with us, providing the helping hand. As always, some great information and perspective, our MLB weekly news and notes. That's right, Andy P, he is back. And before we went to commercial break, we were talking about your Houston Astros, and Fred Clair, the former general manager with the Los Angeles Dodgers, kicked off hour number two. We visited with him about the farm system. Tell us about the farm system for the Houston Astros, some of these prospects that are up and coming, and what kind of difference could they ultimately make?
It's interesting because we've seen so many of the big prospects now come to the Astros. Carlos Correa, getting him off the prospect board, shot the Astros down in the prospect rankings because he's no longer one. He's a Major League Baseball player. That being said, you have some guys down there that look like they could really be impact players, and that's going to be A.J. Reed is the first guy everybody looks to feature first baseman of the Astros. We're assuming that he might come up in June. He may come up in July. It really depends what he does at AAA Fresno. And the new first baseman for the Astros, Tyler White, a 33rd-round pick, he comes up to the Astros. You almost never hear of a pick that deep in the draft making it to the major leagues. But again, it shows the depth of the Astros. It shows the development. It shows their belief in some of these players that they can go and find guys, not only in the first round. We hear about Carlos Correa a lot, but they find guys in later rounds that end up making impacts on this team. Jeff Luhnow, his scouting department, people will question some of the trades Luhnow has made to this point. Nobody will question his scouting abilities because they have made some great draft picks. And for everyone they miss on, of course, they miss pretty much on Mark Appel now with the Phillies. You're going to do that occasionally. They've been able to make up for it with other types of players. Right now, the farm system down to about 17th, I think, in Major League Baseball. That's just because so many of those great players are now at the Major League level.
Okay, Andy, so we highlight the farm system. Give me some hits on Dallas Keuchel. How's he look?
Well, the first start, he didn't look that good with his stuff. But that's what makes Dallas Keuchel great, is he didn't have his great stuff. He didn't have his great command. He's pitched on a cold day in Yankee Stadium, and it really looked like a game that could get away from him. Yet, 2 runs, 7 innings on his bad day. And that shows what a true number one pitcher is. A true number one pitcher is a guy that's going to go out there. He's going to find a way to win the game for his team no matter what. No matter what his stuff looks like that day. No matter the situation. No matter the lineup he's facing. A true ace in Dallas Keuchel once again gets through a gritty 7 innings. And really, those 2 runs that scored were all just because of a botched double play. With poor command, he could have gotten through 7 innings and no runs allowed. And that's pretty amazing to do at the major league level. But when you have guys like a Keuchel, a guy that many compare to Tom Glavine now, he's able to find a way. The legend of the beard will continue to grow in Houston.
Okay, Dallas Keuchel with an amazing run in 2015. And, of course, look to carry that over in the 2016 season. Tell us, Andy, nationally, what's the perception of the Houston Astros?
I think a lot of people like the Astros. They're a fun team to root for. They're jumping around. They're dabbing in the outfield. They're doing all kinds of crazy stuff. They steal bases. They hit home runs. They go against sometimes the common themes in baseball. You know, you see a lot of teams build their team this way, you know, a bunch of contact guys. Or you have a team like the Royals that build their team with a bunch of base stealers, or a team that builds their team with a bunch of power hitters. The Astros, they've really built themselves with a clash of everything. And There's so many different personalities. They all seem to get along. I think it's just fun. This is a fun team. This is a good in-person team to go to the ballpark and watch. You do have other good teams that are out there, the Yankees. You know, obviously have a fantastic lineup, but they're not as fun. It's kind of the old thing we used to hear about in the NBA. People always talk about the Spurs, but they say they're boring. And there's a lot of good teams in Major League Baseball that might be good, but they bore people to an extent. I think the Astros are fun. I think they're going to continue to capture America. Carlos Correa, Jose Altuve, the 5'5 second baseman, a batting title. I mean, why wouldn't you root for these types of guys? It's just a very different cast of characters. And Jeff Luhnow, he took over his team. He already had some of these guys. He was able to put the pieces around them. He was able to build something unique here in Houston.
The 2016 Major League Baseball season is underway. Always generates a ton of storylines. And there's been some bizarre things that have happened early on. Tell us about it, Andy.
Well, one of the interesting ones is, I think, Jose Bautista getting called out on a replay review on his slide versus The Rays. That's a new rule now on the takeout slides at second base. And, you know, I'm all for this rule. I was kind of wondering if the umpires were really going to call it, because sometimes we see rule modifications and these old-time umpires are really slow to adapt to changing it. But when he put it to replay, that's out of their hands, it goes to New York. Jose Bautista slides into second base, touches the shortstop with his hand as they're trying to turn the double play. The throw gets by, two runs scored, the Blue Jays take the lead. Instead, they call him out at second, which he was already out, and then they award an out at first because he interfered with the base thrower, the shortstop throwing to first base. That ends the game, and the Blue Jays lose. So that's an interesting way to see that call adapted for a team losing the game like that. I'm all for it. Blue Jays aren't going to like it, but they need to protect the shortstops. They need to protect the second baseman. These are important guys to keep on the field. A lot of times the impact players and the fun players from Major League Baseball.
Only have time for one more question. Okay, so what about the games that have been scheduled up north that really has messed up things in terms of the weather?
Yeah, they keep doing this every year, and I don't know why. Rob Manfred.
You were saying that Dallas Keuchel was a little bit tight from being up in New York.
Yeah, it's not an ideal situation to play in when there's a 25-degree wind chill at Yankee Stadium. That's just not baseball weather. I mean,
and jumping around in all those different temperatures, too.
And no one can really predict weather. I know it's just there's enough indoor stadiums. There's enough southern cities. There's no
reason.
There's no reason we can't wait at least a week or two to play a game in Yankee Stadium. Put them on the road. I don't know. It's not just about the players.
What about the fans, too?
Well, the fans, too. The second game at Yankee Stadium looked like a spring training gathering. They're not going to come out in that weather. You know, next year it may not be like that. So it only happens certain years. I would just try to avoid it on the opening week if I were Rob Manfred.
Always a pleasure to have Andy Pondillo with us at YSR with our weekly MLB news and notes. Thanks, Andy.
No problem.
Time to thank all of our amazing guests in our lineup. James Hale, Lee Klein, Patrick Livingston, Shane Ryan, and Fred Clare. We'll see you next weekend for the biggest and the best in sports, the Big E Sports Show.